7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Wednesday already is upon us. Today is, what, the 9th of November, Jennifer?
Already.
Yeah, November 9th, 2011. And now, not only do we have Herman Cain in the spotlight for a alleged sex scandal, we have the folks at Penn State in the same mess. And I wonder how it is. This is a general overview of all this stuff. You know that I'm not much of a football. We don't talk sports on this program.
No,
I'm not.
This is a big deal.
A sports fan. But this is something that is, as Jennifer suggested, a big deal. And so now Paterno's future probably over. Now, not that at 84 he's got anything to apologize for in terms of coaching. He may have something to apologize for in the way that he handled this whole thing. But in general, this sexual scandal stuff and men and their need to control, you know, there is just too much of it. People say, well, you know, it hasn't been proven, the allegations are there. But we're in a circumstance where there's too much of the allegation, there's too much of the reality. You go back to the Catholic Church and the abysmal way that they handled all of the factuals in this circumstance, or with them, the facts stood up and stood out. And the priests, dozens, if not hundreds of them, maybe thousands, were guilty of sexually harassing, molesting, whatever the word is that you want to use, these small boys who were their charges, kids that were altar boys. They're around these priests at, what, 10, 11, 12 years old? How old are you when you become your Catholic? How old do you have to be an altar boy?
Oh, gosh, you can be, I think it's third grade, something like that. So you're around 10, I think.
Third grade. What does it mean to be an altar boy? What do you have to do? Is there an equivalency for young girls?
Yeah, actually, in my lifetime, and this is since I graduated Catholic high school, they actually allow girls to be altar servers as well.
Yeah, nice of them. They allow them. Nice of them?
Well, it used to be. I mean, I couldn't be one when I was a kid, so it's interesting to go to church now.
What's wrong with you? Why couldn't you be? What's wrong with you?
Because I was a girl.
Oh.
And it's interesting to go to church now, and it kind of freaks me out a little bit, because you see the girls coming up, and you go, oh, wait, that's okay now. Apparently, the rules have changed. But you basically lead the priest up to the altar. You help him prepare communion, and you lead the closing procession as an altar server.
Okay. So that's maybe the beginning of the problem. Are the established, iconic institutions that are part of our lives, not only in this country but around the world, they underscore the difference between men and women. They emphasize the differences between men and women. Not that there aren't, of course, differences between men and women, but I'm talking about on a negative scale, the negative side of things. And they also falsely give people who are just human beings more power. This is another one of our foibles or frailties as humans. We're easily influenced by people who have power and control, or who seek to have power and control. That's pretty much what religion is about. It's pretty much what politics is all about. And is it what business is about, one wonders. And it's not, again, just in this country. As a matter of fact, it may not be as bad in this country as it is elsewhere, whether it's in some places in Europe, places in in Asia.
As bad as it is here, I think we can agree it's probably worse somewhere else.
So why is that? What is there about the condition that has allowed, the condition of people's thinking that allows this kind of stuff to go on, that tells somebody this is okay to do, or it tells somebody, you know what, I'm not going to talk about this. You look at these television shows like the Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Pretty much every other week is about some woman getting raped. Mm-hmm. That's basically the underscoring theme of that program, and how they don't want to come forward, they don't want to testify, they don't want to face their accuser. The fact that they don't want to do something about it is one thing. The fact that it goes on is another thing. And men molesting boys, whether it's at Penn State or whether it's down the street from you, whether it's at church, whatever it is, what the heck what is going on? What am I missing?
At the root of it, and believe me, this is just my crack theory, is that it's a quest for power in people that feel like they don't have very much in their own lives, and so they feel they can take power from other people.
So what does that tell you then? What do we need to do? What's missing? Because this stuff leads to only one thing, and that's figuring that these people have something extraordinarily important missing from their lives. Is it love? Is it affection? Is it attention? Have people been brought up in an area, and when I say area, in a situation, whether it's at their home, is it the church? I'm almost at a loss, but these things, and they seem to happen in bundles. It's last year, or it's been that long ago, I don't remember exactly what it was, we were talking about the same sort of thing, how this, it may have been in conjunction with the Catholic Church and what has happened with all these priests and the way the bishops and the cardinals covered it all up and the way the Pope covered it up. And just, you know,
the way Penn State covered it up.
Everybody covers it
because it's bad for their rep.
And what about Herman Cain and what's going on there? Is that a cover-up? Did the Restaurant Association cover it up? Are these women... Is this serious? Is this how is Gloria Allred being handled by the Los Angeles radio stations with her stepping forward this lady Bialok?
You know, it's all up to interpretation.
Yeah.
And the interpretation I get from what I hear is, oh, she's got another one.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I mean, because this is her thing. But I'm sure a lot of other people are interpreting it as, here's Gloria Allred representing another person that needs her help.
Yeah.
To me and to the people that I listen to, it's here's another one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but that doesn't discount her involvement.
You know,
the severity of the charges or the severity of the reality. And then you don't really know what the reality is because it gets all bumbled and fumbled up.
What irks me as a woman, and this is...
Please.
This is always... Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, this is something that... We probably have to deal with a little bit more than men. Not always. I'm not saying that men don't get abused by women or, you know, other men. It's just women as a group have to deal with this kind of behavior all the time. And it kills me when it's made light of because I'm not saying whether allegations are true or false. I wasn't there. I don't know. But people that should be ashamed of themselves when they falsely put something like this out there, or if they, it's because it's so serious, and to make light of it, now people are laughing about this in the media, and there's Herman jokes all the time, and you know, it's like, I don't know, this is not something that should be made light of. It should be something serious when these allegations come out, and as long as they have backing and merit, I don't know. Too many allegations. You said that at the beginning of the hour, Doug. And you're right. Too much there's just too much of this. We hear about it, and why aren't we fixing anything?
That's the whole question is about why is there so much of it? On one side, there's obviously things going on. And second side is, why is it not more? Why do people feel ashamed, if you will, or they're afraid to come forth? It's kind of almost animalistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we weren't human beings. We were some subspecies. Well, these people, anyway, are some subspecies of humanity. And that's really what these sorts of things, and maybe this is easy for me to say, in the case where I was charged with sexual harassment about 10, 11 years ago by somebody who did some contract work for me, I dated her. And so she had expectations, and when they didn't get fulfilled, she got frustrated and pulled that one on me. And instead of just saying, you know what, go away, the lawyer that I had, who was a friend of mine, said, you know, just what does she want? And she wanted money.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted, I don't know, she wanted $5,000, and we ended up giving her $1,000.
So did you pay her off?
Yeah, I gave her $1,000, and she didn't work for me anymore. And
so $1,000 bought her mental freedom from your sexual harassment.
Well, at that point, I think we owed her about $1,000 anyway, and the work that had been done, it was creepy. It was just creepy.
Yeah, and you always have that then in the back of your mind.
Well, I think about it in terms of what, you know, I didn't make a secret of it because it was not true. But she could take and twist it around. And the lawyer said, you know what? You don't need this because there were other things going on in my life at the time. You owe about this much money. And I would have paid her anyway, but I was so infuriated by the way she didn't get fulfillment, so therefore I became a bad guy.
Right.
And that really
That's
bothered
what I mean.
Me.
This is what I'm saying. That, as a woman, irks me because there are people that truly have real things going on.
Absolutely. There are plenty of women who have been outrageously abused by men and other women. Women abuse other women. Women abuse men. Men abuse women. Men abuse other men. What the hell is wrong with people who do that? And if it's real, what is the problem?
Some people just don't have the line. You know, there's the difference when you, because I'm somebody who jokes around a lot, and my sense of humor can go from being silly to dark. You know, my sense of humor can be dirty sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
And I think everybody has that. You know, we all
so
have
does
that.
Does that open the door for you to be harassed?
Well, what I'm saying is because you, I mean, people don't have a line. You know, there is just a, there's no way to even explain what the line is, but it's just a feeling you have when you deal with somebody else. You have to kind of feel them out a little bit before you can make those kind of jokes.
Speak.
Yeah.
All right. It's, thank you, Jennifer.
I'm writing this one down for my lawyer.
Right down. Yeah, right. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Police may say groundhog last week.
Puxatatty Phil escaped.
Yeah, like the raccoon I had in my basement.
Right, raccoons.
He totally, in four nights, destroyed my basement. He outsmarted the traps.
Right.
It took two Hondurans to get him out.
You
illegal?
Put two Hondurans in a trap?
Yeah, he put two Hondurans in the basement.
Those Hondurans are sneaky.
He looks at the people for the ethical treatment of Hondurans. That's Pep.
This is the bathroom. But watch out, we got some bad roaches here.
Hey, you're on our turf, man.
Hey, man, I cut you up so bad, you're gonna wish I don't cut you up so bad.
Those are bad roaches.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
It's now 24 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug talking about the scandals at the Penn State situation. Here's Paterno, the king of Pennsylvania, for many people, at least until now. And now it's over. His tenure will come to an end. You know it, and I know it. So this is it about sports? 800-510-8255. Let's take some calls from you, people who live in Pennsylvania, especially who have a half dozen radio stations across the state of Pennsylvania, including one in State College. So what is the mood? What's the thinking? Again, my problem here, there are a number of things that bug me about this situation, that so much attention is paid to college football. There's so much money involved from alumni giving to Penn State, so much support for a guy like Joe Paterno. He's a human being like the rest of us. Puts his pants on one leg at a time, has to take a dump every day, and hopefully takes a shower. He's no different than Bill Clinton, or no different than Arianna Huffington, or no different than you, whether you're a man or a woman. So we make these false. What does the Bible say? One of the commandments is about making false idols. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a commandment against?
There is a commandment against that.
So
yes.
It seems to me you could make an argument, Jennifer, going back to what we were talking about, bringing the church into it, if you will. The false idolatry that is aimed at, in this case, whether it's a college football coach or a player.
It's a franchise.
Or a
basically.
Team. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's a television host or a movie star or whatever. We put these people up on these pedestals expecting them to be different than the average person, and they aren't. We are all the same. We all have to do the same bodily functions every day. We live with the same problems, most of us, at least in one part of our life or another. And so, under the circumstances, how is it? Is it because we feel our lives are so lacking, we gotta put somebody else there in that position of importance because we don't think we're important enough? I'm not a shrink. I
think
sometimes play one on the radio.
Escape, whether it's football or a celebrity.
But why do we need to put escaping? Is one thing. It's great to watch an event. Go to a good movie, but why do we have to put these people even if they, because they make more money than we do, why do we put them in these positions? That's the thing that fascinates me about the human condition. 800-510-8255. And the more immediate question is, what happens at Penn State? What happens to Joe Paterno? The other coach, is it Sandusky? Is that how you pronounce his name? I've heard it's Sandusky.
Sandusky, I've heard, yes.
Anyway, he's been retired for 10 years or more. He's in his 60s now, and Paterno is in his 80s. So you have that immediate problem, but you look around at all these brewing sex scandals, and I know I'm now being redundant, repeating myself, because I don't know. I'm flustered by this. I don't know how to kind of deal with it, other than there's so much of it, and you throw up your hands and say, why? What are we missing here? What are men and women who get involved in these sorts of things missing in their lives? Good question. Answer it if you choose. 800-510-TALK 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We're in the midst of one of the worst fall allergy seasons, but this year there are a few ways to avoid seasonal allergies, especially when you travel. It may seem counterintuitive, but if you have allergies, you might want to avoid places called open sky cities, because with clean air also comes pollen, mold, and spores. You might be surprised to know that a recent study showed that open sky cities like Oklahoma City, Birmingham, New Orleans, Louisville, and Memphis were this year's worst offenders. And it turns out that the smog-ridden cities, you know who you are, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, have some of the lowest amounts of airborne allergens. Now, beyond packing your allergy medicine, turn on your smartphone. The free pollen.com allergy alert app provides a 5-day forecast of allergen levels for many U.S. cities. The bottom line here, it's up to you to take the necessary precautions when traveling. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give state drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, most of the time we have fun with the issues, and most of the time we don't talk about politics, and most of the time we don't talk about sports.
But today's your lucky day.
Well, I don't know about
we're comboing them all. Time only.
Well, it's this whole business about football, the impact that's played. I'm on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater in Ohio, and Ohio is a big, Texas big state, Pennsylvania is a big state for this, so most everywhere, at this time of year, there's a subcurrent of football craziness. So, this thing rears its ugly head, and it kind of knocks everybody off, they're out of kilter, things are now at Penn State, but the whole, what happened with, what was the name, Tressel at Ohio State? Somebody called me from Ohio and told me, I remember that. I mean, I remember meeting the guy once. He came to Heidelberg, and, you know, everybody's all excited. Oh, Tressel is coming. Or if that's his name, even. I think it is Tressel.
It is.
Isn't it Tressel?
Familiar.
The guy that
I
was,
not,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael says yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, this guy, Ohio State's big football alumni, give lots of money. What? Why? What is there about football that so makes people so crazy? I had a big discussion about football helmets. You know, I've been on and off. I've been on the Heidelberg board since 2000, so that's 11 years. And in that time, I have annoyed, alienated, and disturbed people, often with my attitude towards athletics at school. I understand it's important. I understand school spirit is really on the top of reasons that students want to stay at a school. And football programs and baseball programs and all the other things we do. Heidelberg has done actually going to have a winning season this year in football for the first time in God knows how long. And we have great baseball teams. Women athletics are paramount. And they're a great source of school pride, and I get all of that. But you go to school, duh, to learn.
And socialize and play sports.
Right, okay, but learning is number one. And it, interestingly enough, happens because we have a good coach. Actually, I like the guy who's the coach at Heidelberg. I think he's a pretty good guy. And he's done a good job recruiting, and the GPA of the college of our college football players is better than the average GPA across the game. And that's pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So in this circumstance, we've grown into a program that actually is good for the school. For a long time, it wasn't. And I'm not even talking about this scandal stuff. It just bugs me that it, you can't, it's like the third rail, like talking about Social Security. If you talk about football, you get ostracized and criticized and jeopardized and whatever other eyes there are. I just think that these things are put out of whack. Now, then we have all of this focus on it, and all these men who want to support the teams, and there are a lot of women who like to go to football games, and that's swell. But it's an entertaining, it's like going to the movies for most people. Not maybe for most people, for women. Am I right or wrong with that?
I think you're right.
Women go to the football game with a different sense, unless their son is playing on the team.
Right, absolutely, unless there's some hard.
And I remember how crazy people got when I supported women playing football in high school. It was a long time ago. Because they said, oh, you don't like football, but why do you want women to go out and play? Because they think women, there are plenty of women who are capable of playing football. And maybe giving some of the guys what for. And is the fact that the men are there playing football and winning, that's part of the hormonal thing that goes on, part of the human condition? Is that part of what that contributes to all this sexual weirdness that goes on with human beings? By playing sports, do we exacerbate the tendency that men have, if you're involved in sports, to be more aggressive? And does that flow over into the sexual arena? 800-510-8255, Rogers in Evansville, Indiana. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to Good Day. I'm well, thanks.
Your point about the Bible, there's a verse, Matthew 18:6, that says, anyone who causes a little one who believes in me to sin, it's better to have a millstone tied around their neck and be drowned in the sea. So, it could be one option for the guy, if you sound guilty. And I've been doing children's rights for about 30 years, so...
You've been doing children's rights in what way, sir?
Primarily visitation enforcement.
Uh-huh. And I don't know what that means. Help me understand. Help us all understand. Well, what does that mean?
After divorce, you've got custody and visitation and child support.
Right.
Well, there's about a 77% denied visitation rate across the country that involves about 20 million children.
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, USHHS Secretary Sullivan said 70% of our juvenile delinquents come from these fatherless homes due to denied visitation. And so that's why we needed the $30 billion crime bill back in 93.
Huh. You know, there are people that are doing what they're supposed to do, and they are denied. The wives are so angry at their former husbands. And then you have people like Representative Congressman Joe Walsh, who I was going to slide this in at some point today. This seems to be an appropriate place for it. Illinois Congressman named a true blue member of Congress for unwavering support of the family, and yet this guy owes $117,000 in child support. How do you square those two things? And how does a guy who's in a prominent position like this refuse to take care of his family?
IRS can get him. They've been threatening me, but I've got two audits to prove I'm overpaid and have been for about 15 years.
Yeah.
So all right. There's no justice in the system.
All right, so thanks for your call. Mike, also in Indiana, you're on. Good day.
How you doing, brother?
I'm happy, thank you. How about you?
Oh, fine. I just got off work, and I'm on my way home.
Well,
feeling good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
hey, you were talking a while ago about the idolatry. I don't think that there's any difference from what the people are now than what the people were thousands of years ago. We lusted, we felt the same inside, we had the same thoughts. It's just like the Romans and the gladiators.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when we were talking about this, and it's more sports culture is kind of a civilized gladiator type thing, Doug. I think that's
it is.
It hasn't gotten away from that.
The victors and the vanquished.
Yes.
And
adrenaline rush, it's such a rush for people.
Yeah.
It's exciting, it's like going down rapids, you get that rush.
I saw a video of a fellow who was on a snowmobile, and the snowmobile got away from him, and he went down the side of this mountain in the snow and had no control over where he was going. I was thinking he hit a rock or something, and the ski mobile separated from the rest of the machine. And so he was, and I thought to myself, why would anybody do this? And the answer is for the same reason you just said. It's a rush.
Yeah.
It's something exciting. Why do you want to jump out of a plane at 10,000 feet? You got to be out of your mind.
And the more we have access to this stuff, the more we're going to push the limits. That's why
we
have these extreme
sports. We want to go to the next level, to the next challenge.
You know what? I think what we got to do, brother, is I'm not a church person, but I really, truly believe that we've got to put the smoke away from us, and we've got to concentrate on what's right and what's wrong, and we've got to do what's right in our life anymore.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people that argue it's hard to get a definition of right and wrong. Clearly, the sexual abuse of these young people is wrong. Sexual abuse by men of women or by anybody toward anybody else is completely wrong. You just have to find the line, and that's what's hard to do. All right, Mike, we do have to have more love. You're right about that. Thank you. 800-510-8255. This morning's Washington, or New York Times, I don't know where I saw this, is a Maureen Dowd column. I'm going to read a little of it because I think it has interesting, it lays an interesting groundwork for a discussion here. She writes, my nephew Anthony is proud owner of Penn State shorts, underwear, socks, jersey, sweatshirts, and football players. He's 10 years old. The thrill of his young life was seeing the Nittany Lions beat Indiana at FedEx Field last year. He even bravely broke with generations of family tradition to declare that he loved Joe Paterno more than Notre Dame. So I've got to wonder how the 84-year-old coach feels when he thinks about all of the children who look up to him. Innocent football crazy boys like the one he was told about in March 2002, a child then. A man sexually assaults a boy in a shower. The football building at Penn State. The attorney general now of Pennsylvania looking into this. Paterno was told about it the day after it happened by Mike McQuarrie, a graduate assistant coach who testified that he went to the locker room, heard slapping noises, looked into the shower, and saw a boy, and I'm not going into this anymore, but you understand what this is all about. So why is it taking this long for it to get to the scrutinize stage? Paterno, who has cast himself for 46 years as the moral compass, teaching the students values, testified that he did not call the police at the time. He had faced difficult moments at Brown University as a poor Italian with a Brooklyn accent. He decided that his reputation maybe was more important than justice. Is that the case? That's what Maureen Dowd is suggesting. So what do you think about all of this stuff? It's hard to absorb all of it, but you look at some of these things. I'm looking at this Joe Walsh.
And is it worth that decision he made now not to say anything?
Yeah. But all this other stuff, how does anybody not pay for the responsibility that they have of having fathered a child? And you know, there's so much hypocrisy. I think that's what it is, Jennifer. So much hypocrisy. 15 minutes for the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Now, I just read a report that says that Washington, D.C. is the shopaholic capital of the United States. It tops the list of cities where people spend the most amount of money on clothing, on shoes, and other accessories. You know, no doubt it's very fitting that our nation's capital is leading the list of shopping till you drop, because after all, they're shopping with other people's money. As more and more taxpayer money is funneled into Washington, D.C., they're profligate with it. After all, they're spending so much of our own money. Why would we expect them to act any differently with respect to their personal consumption habits, especially since they're being paid so much? Washington is thriving because they are living off of the wealth that they're sucking out of the rest of the country. And what are they doing with that money? They're taking it to the malls and they're buying more stuff. And of course, where's all this stuff made? It's made in other countries. It's all imports. It's running up the trade deficit. Anyway, get more at shiftradio.com.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
12 and a half before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Good Day program. Over the course of this week so far, Ken, people talking about the guilty verdict and your perspective on this from a doctor's point of view. You've heard some of the conversation here and elsewhere about what ought to take place with Dr. Murray. I don't think you had any disagreement with him being guilty, did you?
Absolutely not. From the moment I heard about this, if you recall, Doug, I told you that this was such rogue behavior, unheard of for a physician outside of the hospital to be using propofol. Propofol is an incredibly powerful medication. It looks a little bit like shaving cream, white shaving cream. It's uniquely in appearance as it's injected intravenously, and you must be monitoring the patient's heart. You must be having available the equipment to breathe for the patient, because it can quickly turn off the ability for one to breathe on their own, quickly turn the heart off, and you would never, ever imagine giving this drug to anyone at home.
Wow. So what's the punishment? What do you think the medical community thinks the punishment ought to be?
Well, he should definitely lose his license. This is a problem of strict judgment. He then needs to be evaluated to see, you know, whether he's ever mentally competent to regain his license. And, that's a very hard situation. And I think he should do some jail time. I really do, because I think this is such a horrible behavior. Yeah. It's way off the Richter scale of anyone I've ever heard of anything I've ever heard of.
All right, let me ask you about Andy Williams and what's going on with him and whether he survives this. What is it, bladder cancer, I think?
Well, it all depends on whether it's gotten outside the bladder.
Yeah.
And bladder cancer is treatable if it's localized, and we just don't have enough information yet to see how far advanced it is.
All right, news on Erbitux.
This is some real big hope. Erbitux is a unique kind of drug. It's a monoclonal antibody. It's made up of both mouse and human monoclonal antibodies, and it's already approved for some kinds of colon cancer, as well as non-metastatic head and neck cancer. The news is the FDA approved it for combination use with chemotherapy for late-stage head and neck cancer treatment. Some new hope.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Wow.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I now set to listen and learn about technology. The technology is one thing, and how we use it is another. And I think that's kind of how there's where the two roads meet. We have the utility. Did you see the thing yesterday, Richie, about all the Apple knockoffs? They're like apparently on the market, made in China.
Oh, yeah.
A million
they're
Apple
knockoffs.
What are they called?
Pears.
Are they really? Is that what they're called?
No.
China has been making fake Apple products. Well, they have fake Apple stores.
Yeah.
And they design them to look exactly and feel exactly
like
the
Apple
experience.
But when you buy it, it doesn't work.
That's right.
It goes no play.
That's right.
Like you buy the piece of equipment, and then you try it doesn't hook up to anything.
There is congressional meetings going on right now, testimony about how China and Russia are stealing billions in American technology, just basically ignoring the patent laws and recreating the products and selling them over there, and it's costing us
billions. But they don't work. So people, they buy them and they don't work, and they throw them away, and they try to find the real thing.
They're making a lot of money on it, though. They're stealing all our stuff.
That's the way they are. That's what you're dealing with, though. What do you think cable companies have to do to keep your business? What are they trying?
TV everywhere.
TV everywhere. All right.
Yes.
That's one suggestion. Alex Goldfain, our tech tailor, will tell us from his perspective what they have to do to keep your business next year on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike? That thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
This is what I know. Cable TV operators and satellite companies better start marketing much better than they currently are. They better start doing things that make people very happy, because cable companies need to start giving people a reason to stay with them and pay $100 or more monthly for their service. Why? Because you can now watch TV without a high-priced subscription service. For example, between an $8 per month Netflix account and iTunes or Amazon, you can watch movies and old shows, as well as current shows, all over the internet, and all in a pay-as-you-go structure.
If you want to watch the current season of CSI, you just pay for that season. Or if you want to watch just a show or two, you only pay for them. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that Google is considering getting into the paid cable TV business as well. That's why I'm saying companies like Comcast and Time Warner and DirecTV better step up their marketing games, like right now. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Like right now, baby.
Like now.
Today, a lot of resources are available to help small business owners grow and stay in the black. Kendra Johansson has more on some tools that you can use to give your small business enterprise a big business edge.
The CDC reports there are over 25 million Americans living with diabetes, which is linked to obesity and physical inactivity. Registered dietitian Molly G says these numbers can come down along with the numbers on the scale.
If the current trend continues, 1 in 3 Americans will develop diabetes. Healthy lifestyle choices can change this statistic. Studies show that a slight weight loss combined with exercise can help reduce type 2 diabetes complications.
G says controlling your weight is important.
Find the right balance of nutrition, including protein and carbohydrates, and plan your meals and snacks. Research shows meal replacements such as Glucerna Hunger Smart Shakes and bars can help people with diabetes manage hunger and blood sugar spikes.
But weight management isn't just about eating the right foods.
Also, make sure exercise is part of your daily routine.
Glucerna products should be used under medical supervision and consult your doctor before starting any weight loss program. For more tips, visit Glucerna.com. That's Lifestyles from Glucerna.
Okay, you may have noticed that wasn't quite the
Kendra's voice.
That was our reporter's fault.
Right. What's the matter with you people not focused on the same thing? Okay, this is Diabetes Awareness Month, and that was a report from Brian Osich. The steps you can take to ensure that you or somebody you love is on the right track to a healthier life. This is one of the things, the symptoms, it's really, somebody said to me the other day, I've got a great friend who's a farmer and he's 84 years old and he's in a rest home. And he's, you know, not doing too well. He loves candy. So his daughter keeps bringing him in candy, and the nurse said, why are you bringing him candy? And the daughter said, because he loves it. The nurse says, he's got diabetes. The daughter says, have you looked at him lately? Give him something that he likes and let him enjoy his candy and leave me alone. Yeah. 59 after on Good Day.